Yeah, I love it. As long as we're winning, so you know, I'll do whatever it takes to win.
Yeah, did you play any offense before, like in college or high school?
Not at all. I played high school. I played offense in high school.
What did you play?
Played running back, receiver, fullback.
Fullback?
I played everything.
How much did you weigh at fullback?
Like 160 soaking wet.
How much did your tailback weigh?
he was smaller than me, to be honest.
How did you end up as a fullback, though?
We ran an unconventional. We ran a fly where, you know, we ran split backs, so both backs were basically tailbacks. But I was a lead blocker, so that's why they had me out there.
No, they typically say guys play cornerback because they don't have hands, you know, like a wide receiver. So you're shaking your head, you have hands and you catch the ball.
I have hands. I can catch the ball. You know, you hear that stereotype a lot. I know a lot of cornerbacks that have great hands. We have a lot of corners on this team that have great hands, but I think I have pretty good hands.
It takes good hands from your
team. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, most definitely.
Is that the next progression for you? Is those 40-yard bombs down the field? Or
if they want to draw it up, man, I'm all for it. But, you know, it's not up to me. So, well, like I said, I'll do whatever it takes to win.
That's the mentality you have to go into this with, right? Whatever it takes, punts, defense.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Did they have you work on offense during training camp at all?
No.
No.
It's kind of something that just popped up, you know, during the bye week. It's a little wrinkle we threw in. Like I said, I had no idea. I didn't believe it at first. You know, Coach Prince came up to me. He's like, we got a couple things for you. And I was so excited.
Who's the coach who came to you?
Receiver coach, Coach Prince.
You said you were a fullback?
Yeah. Yeah.
Explain that to me again.
Well, it's an unconventional offense, so I was basically another tailback, but I was a lead blocker, so. Yeah. It was kind of like a veer. It was like a fly, jet sweep every play, misdirection all over the place. You know, we threw a lot of people off, but yeah, that was the last time I played offense.
They've used two defensive players here as fullback. Is that your next move?
if it's going to help us win. I could do it. I don't know. It won't be the same as high school. You know, guys are a lot bigger in the NFL. So.
What did Stafford say when he saw you in the huddle? Did he say, are you in the wrong huddle? Or?
Well, he obviously knew what was going on. But, you know, just being in the offensive huddle was just so different. Especially, I'm the only one with a different colored jersey on in there in practice. So it feels like I don't belong a little bit. But, you know, it's because they welcomed me with open arms.
Did you join those guys in film rooms or meeting rooms? Or?
No, I don't. I try to, but, you know, I was born and raised in a DB room, so I can't leave.
What happened?
Back first, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Did they give you a little trouble on the
back? Oh, yeah, they all give me stuff for that, especially Slay. Slay's a little jealous. You know, he's been wanting to play offense for a while, so you know, every time he sees me in there, he's like, hey, 39's getting a ball. Somebody hit him. But, yeah. Yeah, they give me stuff in the DB room for it.
So you think you're having fun with it, though?
I love it. Yeah, I love it.
I mean, how did it feel after the very first play, getting it in a game, you know, 60-yard game?
Oh, I was so excited. You know, like I said, I hadn't taken a handoff or anything like that since high school. So, you know, it just took me a little flashback back to my glory days.
Let me ask you this. Were you in there for a defined play, or did you have to hear the call to make sure you were getting the ball? Was that a defined play for you?
You know, I really only have a couple things they put. They don't want to overwhelm me with a bunch of stuff, so.
So you know. You're getting the ball.
Yeah, I basically know what I'm doing every time just because, you know, they try to keep it simple just so I'm not out there, you know, running like a chicken with my head cut off.
Right.
But they can't give you the ball every time you're out there.
No, definitely not, yeah. It'd be too obvious, yeah, but, you know, like last game, you know, I was used as a decoy a couple times. You know, I'm all for that, you know, as long as it's helping us win.
How is it for you as a rookie to balance that with the Falcons, a cornerback and a punt returner?
I don't think it's harder. I think it's definitely challenging just because, you know, you got to know a whole bunch of other things. But I definitely think my transition has been pretty smooth. The coaches, you know, have helped me along the way. You know, I haven't had too much trouble with it.
It's up to you. You play more offense? Do you like that side of the ball?
Oh, yeah, obviously. I love having the rock in my hands, but, you know, I played defense most of my life, so That's my bread and butter right there.